This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared. Be conscious of your Creator as He deserves. And do not die except in a state of Islam. May Allah allow us to meet Him in that state. So brothers and sisters, the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment will be 50,000 years. 50,000 years long, as Allah tells us in the Quran. فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years. On that day, whose length will be 50,000 years. Now, many of us have heard this figure before. It's in the Quran, it's in the Hadith. But I want to challenge you on this blessed day of Jum'ah. It is a day of reflection, a day of returning back to Allah. I want to challenge you. Have you ever sat down and actually thought about 50,000 years? And I want you to answer yourself truthfully. Because very often we do ourselves a disservice. When a number is big enough, we sort of just categorize it in our head as like, well, okay, that's a long time, and that's it. We never think about it ever again. Yes, I understand, the Day of Judgment will be long, and that's it. So we don't allow ourselves one of the functions that we're supposed to benefit from the Quran, which is at-tadabbur, at-tafakkur, reflection and thinking, and imagining. 50,000 years. Just close your eyes and imagine what that means. How the longest any of us gets in this dunya is maybe 100 years, maybe. That's the longest. 50,000 years. What can you even say about that length of time? And in fact, the length of time itself is part of the adab. It's part of the punishment of the Day of Judgment. May Allah protect us. And I'll prove it to you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us that a person will feel the length of the Day of Judgment based on their deeds. If they did good deeds, it will feel shorter. If they did evil deeds, it will feel longer until they feel the full extent of the 50,000. That means the more righteous a believer is, they won't even feel 50,000 years pass by. Because it's difficult enough. Imagine waiting for judgment for that long. If me and you, God forbid, may Allah protect us, if we had to go to court, and we had to wait for a court date to see what our fate will be. Are we going to be free or are we going to go to jail? May Allah protect us. And you have to wait a few weeks for that court date. And then when you get there, you sit outside, you have to wait 8 hours for them to see you. How are you feeling? Stress and anxiety, and I wonder, and I don't know what my fate is going to be, and I know what I did, and I just don't know what's going to happen. Imagine that for 8 hours. Imagine 50,000 years. May Allah protect us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that some people, they will have done such good in this dunya. They will be such righteous believers. May Allah make us amongst them. That the entirety of the Day of Judgment will feel like how long it takes to pray 2 rak'ahs. Allahu Akbar. How long does that take? That's all. And that's it. The entirety of the Day of Judgment will be finished for them. Others, through their righteousness, يَدْخُلُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. They will skip the hisab altogether. Allahu Akbar. Because of their righteousness. May Allah make us amongst them. And yet, with all the difficulty that the Day of Judgment presents, and how much fear we should have towards it, it must happen because it is the great rebalancing. It is the day of justice. It is the day وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah says in the Quran, we will place the most perfect and just scales on the Day of Judgment. Every single thing will come and it will be weighed. Every good and every bad. Every small and every big thing. That's justice. No oppressor will escape justice on the Day of Judgment. No oppressed person will be robbed of justice on the Day of Judgment. And that is the great rebalancing, brothers and sisters. So yes, we should fear it. And yes, we should wonder what our fate will be. And yes, we should imagine how it will feel for 50,000 years. Imagine yourself. Imagine yourself waiting in line, knowing the deeds that you did. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. Allah says in the Quran, not a single person will even utter a single word unless they are given direct permission from the Rahman, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. standing at attention with fear. The Prophet ﷺ said some people from the evil that they did, they will be drowning in their own sweat. Because they know what evil they did and what awaits them of punishment. May Allah protect us. They know that their court date will not be an easy one. They know that there are plenty of witnesses that will testify against them. They know that there's plenty of evidence. You think those evil oppressors murdering our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Syria and in Yemen, dropping bombs, pressing buttons, thinking they're having a great time, taking photos, souvenirs, you think those people are going to have a good time on the Day of Judgment? You think they're going to be enjoying that expectation of that court date when all of the witnesses, all of the people that they harmed will be waiting in line to take their haq, to take their right from them? So it is not an easy day. But it is important for me and you to feel that fear now. It is important for me and you to imagine ourselves waiting in that line with the dhulm that we know we've done in our life. None of us are perfect. We've done wrong. But it's important for us to fear that wrongdoing now, because right now there is value in fear. Right now in this dunya, me and you are still alive. There is value in nadama. There is value in hasra. Nadama is regret, hasra is remorse. There's value in that. Why? Because if you feel it now, if you imagine how scary the Day of Judgment will be, and then you say, you know what, I'm going to wake up for Fajr. In that case, I cannot afford to be held accountable for this Fajr. I can't afford to be waiting for my court date for 50,000 years. I'll pray that Fajr, even if it's difficult. You know what? I was about to take what's not mine. I was about to say something, backbite somebody, say something that is unjust. But I can't afford to meet that person on Day of Judgment and give them from my good deeds. Why would I put myself through that? You know what? I'll hold my tongue. You know what? I was about to waste my money on something that is haram, but I have to answer that on the Day of Judgment. You know what? I stay away from it. That is the value of having these feelings and having this conversation now and reflecting on what 50,000 years actually means. That's the value. However, on the Day of Judgment, there will be no value to remorse. There will be no value to regret. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them about the Day of Regret. One of the names of the Day of Judgment is the Day of Regret. That's how much regret will be there. It's been characterized by it. It's been described by it. So beware, brothers and sisters. I'd rather regret now and turn that regret into tawbah, into repentance, and turn that regret into beautiful actions. I'd rather have that now. I'd rather have those difficult feelings now. I'd rather shed a tear of remorse now when it still produces value and it will allow me to change course and allow me to see the Day of Judgment in a new light so that I can be saved on that day by Allah's permission. Now I want to recite some ayat from a surah that we are all familiar with, Surah Al-Ma'arij. And this is a surah that we've come across quite a bit. It's at the end of the Quran. We teach it to our kids. But we have a flaw in which we don't actually reflect on the Quran. We just recite it to get some hasanat. So I want you to listen to these ayat and reflect on it as Allah teaches us. بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. Somebody asked about the imminent torment. For the disbelievers, none can repel it. It is from Allah, the Lord of the ascending stairways. Unto him the angels and the spirit will ascend on a day whose duration is 50,000 years. So be patient with graceful patience. They see it as far away, but we see it to be near. يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن ولا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه كلا إنها لظى. On the day when the sky will be like molten brass and the mountains will be like flakes of wool, no friend will care about his friend. They will be shown each other. The criminal will wish that he could be ransomed from the punishment of that day by giving up his own children. and his spouse and his brother, and even his family that sheltered him, and everyone on earth, if it were to save himself. But no, indeed, he will only have a raging fire. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such a fate. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Be patient with a beautiful, graceful patience. Because they think it is far away. They see it as far away, but we indeed see it as near. So who is they? Who sees it as far away? So in here, Allah is referring to the oppressors, the evildoers, the wicked. They think it's very far away. Come on, death, you know, they only think about this dunya. But Allah says, no, indeed, it is near. And in fact, it is not only the wicked who see it as far away sometimes. The believers do as well. And may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst the righteous believers. The righteous believer can feel like the Day of Judgment is so far away that they get deluded by shaitan. They get tricked into doing evil deeds. They get tricked into getting a bit lazy with their good deeds. They get tricked into using their wealth in the wrong ways. Or the righteous believers get tricked into losing hope. They get despair when they see what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Syria and Yemen and Sudan and many places around the world. May Allah Ta'ala lift the shackles of their oppression and may Allah punish their oppressors in this world and the next. So it's a believer can see that, wow, justice is so far away. The Day of Judgment is so far away. The rebalancing is so far away. And they get despair. Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. No, in fact, it is near. It's close by. Don't worry. And I'll give you a visual that really affected my soul a few weeks ago when the videos came out. Now, as you know, the tyrant Bashar al-Assad, la'anatullahi alayh, was overthrown a couple of weeks ago. Now, I know everybody has their opinion about the political situation. All we can do is make dua for our brothers and sisters and pray for the best. However, it is undeniable that thousands upon thousands of righteous believers and innocent men, women, and children were freed from the dungeons of that tyrant over the past couple of weeks. And the videos are endless. And for me, those videos really, you know, we know that every day there's people unjustly imprisoned in the prisons of the tyrants. We know that. May Allah Ta'ala free them all. And may Allah use us to bring justice to the people of this world. We know that, but when you see it, it really affects your soul in a different way. And these videos are coming out, and I'm seeing people tell their stories, and they were thrown in jail for 10 years and 20 years and 30 years for not doing anything ever at all. And one man was telling his story, and he was in that dungeon for 38 years. SubhanAllah. 38 years. I'm looking around here, that's more than half the people here, that's more than your entire lifetime. Before you were even born, this person was in jail, and he has been in jail until 2-3 weeks ago. SubhanAllah. And I can't help when that man was telling his story and he says Alhamdulillah several times throughout the story. Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah. Imagine the reward. I pray that Allah rewards them with the highest level of Jannah. And I'm thinking, I can't help but feel, number one, we have let these people down. All these years, I'm just enjoying my meals and going on vacation and having a good time. And these people have been in jail that whole time. They've been in a dungeon. And I call them my brother. What have I done for my brother? May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. But that's my first thought. My second thought was, I feel pity. I felt pity for him. Like, I felt so sad for him. In my eyes, as a limited human being, his whole life is gone. 38 years, he had never had kids, never had a family, never had a career, he's free, alhamdulillah, but like 38 years of his life is gone. You know, you can't help but think that way. You're only human. And I felt like, man, subhanAllah, what can I say to him? How can I ever face a person like that and say sorry for not helping you? And I thought to myself, if that's how I feel about 38 years of a person being in difficulty, how will we feel about 50,000 years? And what reward does Allah have for these people, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the next life in those 50,000 years. I'll recite you a hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, يَدْخُلُ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْجَنَّةَ قَبْلَ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ بِنِصْفِ يَوْمٍ وَهُوَ خَمْسُ مِئَةِ عَامٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the poor Muslims will enter paradise before the rich by half a day, the length of which will be 500 years. So the poor believers will enter paradise before the rich believers. They're both going to Jannah. They're both believers. They're both good people. But the poor will enter before the rich by 500 years. Allahu Akbar. 500 years, not 38 years. So there will be a rebalancing, but everything that happens in the next life will be magnified. This is a principle. You always have to keep this in your mind. Every single thing that waits for the next life is magnified. The good and the punishment. So if a person gets punished in this dunya for their sins, they're better off. They got cleansed. Because it's better than waiting for the hellfire. If a person did not get rewarded for their good in this dunya, they are better off. When they receive it in the next life, it will be magnified more than they can ever imagine. That they will say, oh Allah, I wish I didn't get any reward in this dunya. I wish I didn't have any good, because I would have waited. I would have been gladly waited for all of it to be in the akhirah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, a person who lived the toughest life in this dunya, the toughest life, but was still a believer, they will be dipped into paradise for a split second. And then they will be asked, did you ever suffer in your life? And they will say, wallahi, I have never suffered. Just that split second in Jannah made them forget everything. And a person will be brought, the most wicked person, who lived the easiest and most comfortable, luxurious life in this world, but they chose to be wicked. They will be brought on the Day of Judgment and they will be dipped into the hellfire for 1 second. Just a split second. And they will be asked, have you ever tasted any luxury or comfort or ease in your life? And they will say, wallahi, I have never felt any comfort ever. That's how much one dip in hellfire made them forget. So you see, brothers and sisters, the great rebalancing occurs. Everything gets balanced. And in this dunya, we look at this man who lost his life in a dungeon. We look at our brothers and sisters who have lost their homes in Gaza. May Allah Ta'ala grant them better than what they lost. We look at people who have lost 30 of their family members in a bombing. We look at people who have been orphaned by these evil tyrants and murderers. May Allah punish them in this world and the next. We look at them and we feel pity. But I want to ask you, and this is a reflection point, I want you to think about when you're driving home. On the Day of Judgment, when the rich amongst the believers are waiting in line to answer for all of our things, that our comforts. You're answering for your cars. You're answering for the thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that you've earned throughout your lifetime and how you spent it. You're asked about the vacations. You're asked about all the food that you threw out. You're asked about all the things that you wasted money on when other people could have benefited from that money. You're asked about all of the endless amount of clothes that we have in our closets that we never wear. You're asked about all of this because, I mean, that's fair. You got to be asked about it to see what you did with what Allah gave you. While the rich believers are waiting in line, and then these believers who were faced a difficult dunya and had nothing to answer for because they were stuck in a dungeon for 38 years, when they are given the fast track to Jannah, while the rich believers are waiting for 500 years, I want to ask you a question. Who is going to pity whom on that day? In this dunya, we look at them with pity. But on the akhirah, they will look at us with pity. And there is a justice in that. There is a rebalancing in that. However, and I know our time has run out, I want to leave us on a good note. I want to leave us on a positive note, because it is entirely possible for the rich believer who got blessings in this dunya to still get on the fast track to Jannah as well. To still have the entirety of the Day of Judgment feel like two rak'ahs. To still get on the sirat in the fastest way. They will cross the bridge to paradise like lightning. And that's the wording of the Prophet ﷺ. It is still possible for the rich believer. And trust me, if you're living in America here and you have a roof over your head and you have heat in the winter and you have AC in the summer and you have food every day, you're a rich believer. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We have our problems. I'm not dismissing our problems. We have our struggles. But we are the rich. By the worldly standards, we are the rich. Alhamdulillah. So if we want to get that shortcut to paradise, if we fear the 50,000 years and if we fear the 500 years, even if we're righteous, then we need to get that shortcut. How do we do it? We have to do work on our hearts, and we have to work on our deeds, as the Prophet ﷺ said. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah will look towards your hearts and towards your deeds, not towards your wealth, not towards your appearance. So work on your heart and work on your deeds, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم أدخلنا الفردوس الأعلى بغير حساب. May Allah ta'ala enter us into the highest level of Jannah without accountability. Ask Allah and He will grant you. Work and He will grant you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. اعملوا. So it is still possible for me and you. Hope is not lost. As we think and imagine and reflect and fear the day of judgment here in this dunya, we are better suited to avoid its punishment in the next life because we still have an opportunity. We are still alive, me and you. Feel that regret, feel that fear, feel that remorse. Let those tears shed over the wrongs that you've done, over the blessings that you've neglected, over the times that me and you have complained about our normal problems while somebody was sitting in a dungeon at the same time that we were complaining about something small. Cry over those things. If you cry in this dunya, you reduce the chances that you will cry in the akhirah. I will leave you with an ayah that I always reflect on when I think about these people. When I think about my brothers and sisters who have suffered so much more than I have ever suffered in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala alleviate their suffering. May Allah Ta'ala grant us and them the highest level of Jannah. And may Allah reward them for every single minute they've spent in a dungeon or under oppression or any difficulty. I think of the following ayah where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ. اليوم, on the day of judgment. The people of paradise on that day will be very busy. Busy doing what? فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Literally, they will be so busy relaxing. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They and their spouses will be reclined, muttaki'un, not even sitting, reclining, relaxing, in the shade, in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the most comfortable of couches and thrones. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَدَّعُونَ سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِّن رَبٍ رَحِيمٍ. They will have fruits and they will have whatever they call for, and they will hear the word salam, peace, a word from a Lord who is most merciful. Allahu Akbar. They will be so busy, they will be at work being relaxed. And I think that is the great rebalancing. Those who suffered in this world will get a shortcut and will get to relax first and more. So if we want to be amongst those people, then we can work towards helping them. We can work towards using all the blessings that Allah has given us to do good in this world. And inshallah ta'ala, we can be granted the gift of being on that fast track and not have to go through the difficulties of that day. I ask Allah Ta'ala to allow us to use what He has granted us to do good. I ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings. I ask Allah to aid our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world and make us a means of aid for them and to use us and not replace us. I ask Allah to make our homes and our masjid a place of His light, a place where His light will shine and it will grow. I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect our children under His light and the light of Iman.